few moments just to address the younger members of the congregation. Earlier this month we had an outreach and it was titled, Has the World Gone Mad? Has the world gone mad? Without doubt. What is the root cause of this madness? What is the root cause of this craziness, the rampant moral madness sweeping our nation? Friends, all the symptoms of all these are symptoms of people who have turned their backs on God. They're the symptoms of people, a nation, that has turned its back on the Creator. As the Apostle Paul says in Romans 1, so if you would turn in Romans 1, please. Romans chapter 1, I'll read from verse 18 through to verse 32. Make a few comments and then we'll pray. Just as you're turning that up, we have a men's outreach evening on Saturday night. The flyers in the front there, there's a list in the middle room. If you could put your name on it, please, after the service or tonight if you're here. Just so that we can have an idea of numbers attending next Saturday. So you've got Romans 1. Listen to what Paul says, reading from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the Creator rather than the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of their women, burned in their lusts for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things that are not fitting. And so, friends, you see just from reading that portion of Romans, when people abandon knowledge of God, God gives them over, as it says in verse 21, to futile thoughts. As it said repeatedly in the passage, God gives them up. And we see, you know, this all around us today. God has given our nation up to all sorts of vileness. Our nation has abandoned God. It's abandoned the Bible. And people have departed from reason. We are made in the image of God. We are rational beings with logical thoughts. However, if we abandon God and we replace God with the idea that we are just products of a random process, you know, an explosion of nothing produced everything, that our brains are the product of billions of chance mutations, you know, if you teach this theory of evolution, then why should our thoughts be rational if they're just a product of, you know, chance mutation? And so our postmodern society says there's no such thing as truth. You know, you judge everything by your feelings. So if I get up in the morning and I feel like a woman, I can dress like a woman, and people say it's all right. It's madness, isn't it? If you go to school, they'll be starting to teach you that, you know, your gender is fluid. You can be a boy, you can be a girl, you can be somewhere in between. It's madness. And where does that madness come from? It comes from departing from God. God has made us in his image. Mankind is sacred. And, you know, Christians, young folk throughout history, have cared for the unloved and the unlovable. It was Christians who adopted orphans, started hospitals, education for everyone, and today, who are the forgotten and the cared for? Certainly the baby in the womb. The millions of children that have been killed in their mother's womb, as we said at the beginning of the month. God made us male and female. We are not an alphabet soup of genders. The modern gender bending ideology is ultimately attacking God's plan. It's God attacking God's plan for the family. It's an attack on mankind. And yes, we are fallen creatures. We live in a fallen world. We need redemption. And that redemption comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our fallenness manifests itself in the manner of the madness around us. And God has sent a son into the world to correct all that madness, to deliver us from our sinfulness. And that hope is expressed in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things become new. All the old passes away. And so, you young folk, you're living in a world that is increasingly godless. You're going to be, if you're a Christian, challenged more and more to conform to a godless society, and you will need backbone to stand up for biblical values, biblical morals, and a biblical position, and to bring God into the equation. You will not be able to do that in your own strength. You will need God. And that's why concerts of prayer have been organized by the churches. Prayer isn't the domain of an older group of Christian. You young folks should certainly be there crying out to God for help and strength. And those of us who are older, we shouldn't be blind to the state of the nation and the urgency of the hour. And certainly we should make it our business to pray for our nation, to pray for our churches, to pray for our young people.